hospitals for people, for dolls, even for writing instruments. The Fountain Pen Hospital in Lower Manhattan is the focus of this week's Niche Market, WNYC's series on the city's specialty stores. At the Fountain Pen Hospital's crowded spring pen fair, you'll find New Yorkers completely devoted to their fountain pens.
I have a Kindle, I have a netbook, but when I write, I really love to write with ink pens.
That's Jocelyn Berger Barrera, who shelled out $50 for a Harley Davidson-inspired fountain pen. When Terry Wiederlight's father opened the business in 1946, fountain pens were the only ones around, and people needed experts to repair them. But by the 1970s, the popularity of ballpoint and rollerball pens forced the shop to expand into office supplies. Then in the late 80s, Wiederlight says he needed a new business strategy again.
I saw Staples coming in, and I said, now it's time to go back to our roots.
It was back to fountain pens, but nowadays the shop does more sales than repairs. Fountain pens have made a comeback as a luxury item. Attorney Peter Frankel has patronized the shop for 40 years, building a collection of pens.
It's something that makes a statement. When you go to court or you go anyplace else and somebody takes out a Bic, it means one thing. Somebody takes out a fine instrument, you look at that guy a little different.
In this age of touchscreen keyboards, fountain pen lovers like Lou Lunez say they enjoy the experience of holding a fine writing instrument.
I love the way fountain pens write, the way the ink just flows on the paper, and it gives the words extra meaning, extra character. The lines have shading, they have depth. You not only are putting your thoughts down, but it's almost like you're bringing them to life.
For more about the Fountain Pen Hospital, visit WNYC.org.